number 10,579, Jacqueline Bacher and Patricia Hartman, east of Road 39, Pine Hook Road, intersection of Front Street and Cedar Street, being lot 27, block E, within Joseph D. Short First Edition Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Come on up here first, please.
Be sworn in.
I just read them. Names and addresses, please.
This is 29099 Cedar Street, Pine Hook.
And Jacqueline Bacher for the same address.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. All yours.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Patty Hartman. This is my sidekick, Jackie.
How are you?
This is, first of all, thank you very much for seeing us. It's both very exciting and extremely frightening. And I have some handouts if I can approach.
Yes, please. You send them down to the secretary.
So here's our story. We own what we lovingly refer to as a dilapidated shack in Pine Hook Beach. It's a small house, but we want to build a 2,200 square foot home and tear down the existing structure. What we're asking for tonight is some leeway in our front yard variance setback, a variance for our front yard setback, to allow both the new home and an upgraded septic system. Our lot size is 60 by 95, and we're on a corner. So once you take away the setbacks, we're left with 55 by 35. However, it's a trapezoidal in shape, this lot, which presents all kinds of neat problems. So it's not really a true 55 by 35 feet. If you look at the first little piece of paper that you have there, you can see that the existing house actually crosses over, at least the concrete patio does, crosses over the line. And we're not even talking about the setback line, we're talking about the property line. So we would still be moving further back from where the existing dwelling is. We're just asking that we can move back 20 feet instead of 30 feet. So I did do some measurements, which you can see on my scribbly paper, which is the next paper that you have there. The current structure is 12 feet from the marker to the foundation of the house. And then the third piece of paper that you have is our proposed home that we would like to build and the septic field and how we would like to, you know, place it all in the lot should we get the variance to build 10 feet inside of the 30-foot setback. Then you have some pictures, the most interesting of which, we think, is the last two, which would be number 7 and 8. I'm not sure who has the photos at this point, but what that shows is me standing there, if you can see me, my little blue fleecy, and number 7 is 30 feet back from the marker, and number 8 is 20 feet back from the marker. So while we're not talking a great big difference, you can still see that we would still be pretty far back from the marker. It would allow us to build, you know, what we want to build and the septic system that we, because we want to upgrade the septic system, because what's there apparently is not even on the books. And still, you know, we could still maintain some distance from the road. And my photographer here is available for parties if you need.
Oh, okay.
This is the one on the application. Saying either way?
Doesn't say either way.
Okay.
There's a plot plan you submitted with the application that's different from the one you just handed out.
Okay, can I look at
was in the application package, and this is what I think you just handed us.
Yes, this shows, the plot plan shows, I believe
the plot plan actually shows us 30 feet back, not 20, because there wouldn't be room back here, whereas this is with the septic field in place.
Okay, so this is the one...
This is what we want to build.
Just talking about, okay.
Right. Sorry, I apologize for the...
So that, the one that you gave us is the one that you want to...
Correct.
To build, okay.
Either way, you're asking for a 10-foot front yard setback variance.
Ten feet.
Thank you.
And is this old garage and sunroom, is that on the property now?
That's been demolished.
They've been taken down already?
Yes.
So you are building new completely?
Correct.
Excuse me. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bartman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Are you in opposition?
You in opposition, or?
You have a question.
Or just have a question in general?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I own the property adjacent to the north.
You need to come up here and be...
Your name and address, please.
Wayne Steele.
Address?
206 Philadelphia Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
You all can sit down while he's speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, good.
I own the property adjacent to them to the north.
Mm-hmm.
And I did go to P&Z and picked up an application. I haven't seen the new survey plat. I have no objections to what they're trying to do in terms of setback. I merely have a request that they would move their septic system 10 feet from my property line. Right now, if you look at the original, it's 1 foot.
Mm-hmm. Here's the one she just
gave. The one she just gave.
Well, the septic system isn't part of any part of our decision. That's determined by DENREC.
I understand. I've been to Water Resources Division also.
They would determine where that would go.
They would have to determine that.
The only thing that we're hearing tonight is the front yard setback request, a variance of 10 feet.
Okay, but if I may I have a copy of that? That was not part of the original, not part of what I got when I went to planning and zoning.
So you can get a copy from the office.
If you need one to refer to while you're speaking, you can certainly use this one.
You can use that while
you... You can use this one while you're speaking if you need it.
Okay, you're saying that the septic system is not part of your bailiwick, so to speak.
Not part of this.
I went to planning and zoning, and then in turn I went to Division of Water Resource. They said that normally there is a 10-foot setback from the road to a septic system or a property line to a septic system.
Okay.
This shows a 1 foot. The original document shows that their septic system would run parallel to Front Street.
Okay.
This one is showing that it runs parallel to the property line.
Once again, this hearing is only for this front yard setback requirement. Okay, for the building.
Okay, but in their comments, they prefaced them with they wanted to move it because of the septic system, I believe.
They want to allow more space to put their septic system. But if we don't approve this, it's going to give them less space, which means they may have to put it as close to the line as possible.
The
septic doesn't afford them any relief either way. They have to put a septic system on the property is what they're saying.
Correct.
Okay.
I understand.
And the septic system does limit some of the size of their building. So what we're here to determine is if they meet the standards for granting a front setback requirement. Whether they put it 10 feet from the line or right on the line is not anything that this board would decide.
Okay.
DENREC.
I went there.
I understand. And if, DENREC, I don't know what they told you, but...
They said that the setback from the property line was 10 feet.
Okay, then they're the entity to confer with and to make sure that's abided by.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other objections, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to ask the applicant one more question.
Sure.
You may have already stated in your presentation. How many square feet, what size footprint is the structure that you're planning to build?
2,200 square feet.
2,200. Is that per floor or total structure?
It's total structure. So, it's two floors and a loft.
Okay, so what is the footprint? How wide, how deep?
It's 41 by 26.
Okay.
And the structure that's there is 32 by 36 and a half.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated that because of the size of the lot, it's quite small, and it does it is quite limiting, which makes it unique and makes it otherwise difficult to develop. We're talking about a very small footprint of a structure and still needing some relief. And that, because that lot wasn't originally plotted by the applicant, and I think that that would suggest that it's not created by the applicant. You have other properties are as close, or if not closer, other buildings in close proximity, so I don't see where at all to the essential character of the neighborhood and would be a minimum to afford relief, therefore addressing all the standards for granting a variance. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,579 for a 10-foot front yard setback.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,579. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.